This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Kansas City style hickory smoked barbecue is the stuff of legend. Down home fare includes white bread, fries, and the local delicacy, burnt ends. The incredibly delectable burnt ends could easily make a meat eater out of an ardent vegan. Strip mall and tiny storefront barbecue joints are dotted across the city. Some of the legends are utterly unpretentious, but it's standing room only at lunchtime, and for sure when the Chiefs or Royals are playing home games. The city's love affair with barbecue joints has been going on for decades. Come along and join me for a visit at three iconic joints. We'll drop in for a quick visit with the pitmasters at LC's Barbecue, followed by a chat out front at the legendary Gates Barbecue. Afterwards, we'll explore the other end of the spectrum at the upscale Fiorella's Jack Stack Barbecue's Freight House location, where they do a gangbuster business 7 days a week.
My name is John. We at LC's Barbecue, Kansas City, Missouri.
Right.
The best barbecue in town. Sir, we're the pit master.
You're the ones that make the barbecue, right? You're cooking it?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. Kevin Page.
Say, I'm the big pit master up in here in Kansas City, KC Barbecue LC.
KC?
The best in Kansas City. They call me K, baby.
That's how we do it up in LC, baby.
All right.
We get it done. There's a pit master.
Well, that's a pit right there. Tell us what's going on in there. It's all wood fire.
Oh, yes. We use nothing but hickory.
Uh-huh. And no oak?
No oak. Everything handmade up here. Barbecue sauce, potato salad, baked beans, everything, sauces, everything is tender.
And how long does it take to cook the brisket and the beef?
We cook the brisket for what? 5 hours.
The ribs, they look awful good.
Oh, yes. They break off the bone as soon as you pick them up. You can't even pick them up and they're falling off the bone.
And the barbecue is so good. My name is K, baby, again. And I don't even have no teeth and I could eat it. Hey.
I love it.
Yes.
And tell us what else. And you have potatoes?
Oh, we have potatoes. We have baked beans, fried mushrooms. We have fried green beans. We have onion rings. We have fresh baked beans, straight gallon out the pit. We make them and we put them in a pit and they sit in there for an hour and they tasty and sweet.
Nice. And how long has LC's been here?
LC's been here since 1986. We started outside over there in a barrel right there on that pole.
Wow.
If you had a camera, you could see it. And I'm going to give a shout out to my cousin in California, Kevin McClendon.
And I'm going to give a shout out to my people in Mississippi.
All right, your name once more.
My name is Johnny. They call me Big Teddy Bear.
All right, Johnny. Thank you guys so much.
Yes, sir.
And Pitmaster's name again?
Tell him your name.
My name is K-Baby, Elias Kelvin Page.
Love it. All right, guys. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
Right. Love it.
Yes, sir.
Gates Barbecue at 1246 Brooklyn. Second Gates Barbecue.
Best barbecue.
Going back to 59.
59.
Thank you.
Tell us what you got here.
Tell them, Marcus, what we got. Barbecue scraps, barbecue beef, mutton, barbecue beans, barbecue pork, barbecue sausage, barbecue chicken. That's part of our menu.
Barbecue Georgia burger.
Georgia.
Only thing we don't have is roadkill.
We don't want none of that.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
My name is Rachel Bullard. I'm a private dining manager at Jack Stack Barbecue in the Freight House.
What day of the week is this?
Today's Monday, which is actually my Friday.
Okay, well, it's pretty insane because I would say it would be a Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a Saturday here right now. We have just come off the wait. A lot of large party walk-ins. Definitely staying full well into the afternoon. Our pit master will get here 3 o'clock 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, the very first thing he's going to do is load up our Southern Prides, which I'll show you here in just a moment. After he loads up our Southern Prides with baby back ribs, crown prime beef ribs, lamb ribs, beef burnt ends, pork butts, you name it, he's going to come over here and he's going to get the fire started. If you look down in our pit, you can see back there that that's where he's going to actually load up the wood. And what he actually fills our pit with, it starts with briskets at the top, then you're going to go pork ribs, sausage, and then chicken always on the bottom. Our hickory roasted bone-in chicken is actually, it's a fairly meticulous process. We're looking for a lot of things here, that we don't use timers. We basically use our five senses to decide whether or not the product is done. There's a color that we're looking for, a certain resistance in the meat that we're looking for. These guys, what I like to say is they have encyclopedic knowledge of this food, and it takes them almost a decade to become a number one pit master. This part is what we call the searing and tenderizing process. So once our briskets are to a certain point, they're transferred over to our Southern Prides and they're finished in our Southern Prides. Pork ribs don't take as long as the briskets, so the pork ribs will start here and finish in our Southern Prides as well. What makes us different between any other part of the world that produces barbecue? We don't use any rubs, we don't use any seasoning on the meat directly. That flavor profile you're getting comes strictly from the smoking process. I mean, slow and low all day, slow and low all day. Now, I can't speak for other restaurants. I know that as far as our cooking process, that definitely is unique to Jack Stack Barbecue. We buy the best product and only the best product, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen us, if a truck comes in and we're not satisfied with the product that they've given us, we'll reject it. This is what we load up in the morning with our baby back ribs, our beef back ribs, lamb ribs, crown prime beef ribs, beef burnt ends, and they pretty much stay at 240 degrees. My name is Rachel Bullard. I'm a private dining manager at Jack Stack Barbecue in the Freight House. For further information, you can go to jackstackbbq.com. We also ship nationally, including Alaska and Hawaii.
On a previous visit to the Kansas City operation, I met up with Nathan Tilton, who's now general manager at Fiorella's Jack Stack Barbecue in nearby Lee's Summit, Missouri, one of five Jack Stack barbecues in the region. Nathan, this is a legend of Kansas City, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Jack Stack has been around for over 50 years. We continue to change and get better each year and do things, and we've been around a long time.
Kansas City-style barbecue goes back a long way.
We consider ourselves to be number one as far as Kansas City barbecue goes. We don't try to say we're nation's best. We're not competing against the Carolinas or the Memphises or the Texases, stuff like that. Kansas City barbecue is brisket. It kind of uses a little bit of all different styles. We got our pork, we've got our sweet sauces, and there's a lot of places, even ours, that are starting to experiment with a little bit of vinegar style base, like your Carolinas and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a Kansas City barbecue is kind of a mixture of everything, taking the best of everybody and kind of putting it together.
Bottom line, in my limited experience, it's a hickory smoke element. Isn't that the real essential key ingredient?
Absolutely. We cook all of our food over open fires, live fires. It's funny you bring up the hickory. We actually use a combination of hickory and oak. The reason why we do that is we use a combination of about a 70-30 hickory to oak. And what that does is when you go to a barbecue restaurant and you eat a bunch of barbecue and then you leave and a couple hours later you got that indigestion and you're kind of burping up a little bit of smoke, what that's from is 100% hickory.
Uh-huh.
And we use the oak to cut that down and mild that smoke flavor down a little bit so that when you leave here a couple hours later, we're not leaving with a bad taste in your mouth. We're leaving with you, man, I want to go back to Jack Stack. So, and that's that oak that we add to it.
Let's talk a moment about sauce and texture and the pit.
We don't use any kind of seasoning on our sliced meats, like all of our brisket and pork and burn-in and stuff like that. All of our flavor and stuff actually comes from the pit itself, the wood, the hickory and oak, like I talked about, our smoking process. With like our ribs and chicken, we use barbecue spices and sauces. Basically what we do is as soon as that stuff, our chicken, our ribs come off that pit, we lock that moisture in with that sauce. So that sauce is playing a kind of dual role. It's giving you the flavor of the sauce, but it's also locking in that moisture and that juiciness, so it's not releasing itself and drying out and stuff. So that sauce kind of plays two different roles when it comes to our style barbecue.
Let's talk about onion rings. I understand that's another legend of Jeff.
Yeah, our onion rings are absolutely by far one of the most labor-intensive items that we have on our menu. It's kind of funny because people think onion rings, you really don't know what's going on behind the scenes unless you have an op. We open up our kitchen every day at 7 o'clock for our prep people. Our production actually opens up around 5:30 or 6, but from start to finish, our onion rings can take anywhere from 7.5 to 8 hours to prep properly and get out to the table, and they are done with by hand by a couple of different individuals. So,
can we go see the pit? Is it nearby?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is our pit here. Basically, it's a backloading wood pit. What that means is there's two sides to it. On the back side is actually a small hole where we load up, we build our fire. And then we've got several different layers to our pit. And basically what we do is we load it up from top to bottom, and we put our beans on the bottom and our chicken on the bottom. And then we load up our brisket and our ribs and everything else on the other layers. And what it does is, it's kind of funny, it kind of creates a rainforest of flavor almost, because everything is dripping on itself. All that beef and all that juice from our brisket is actually dripping onto our pork ribs, into our beans, onto our chicken. So the flavor is a really, you know, the flavor of everything that we do here when it starts with your pit. And we do this every single day, and we use only the highest quality beef and ribs and chicken that we can possibly get on the market. So,
how many covers do you do a day just here alone?
Well, here at the Freight House location, we can do anywhere from 750 on a slow day to 1,600 on an extremely busy day for us. It's not uncommon for us to do 1,200, 1,300 covers on a Monday. So we are extremely heavy in volume. We do a lot of tables, and we cook a lot of food. So.
And all your other locations are within the state?
I would say, yeah. I mean, pretty much all of our locations, heavy volume. Our plaza location's a little bit smaller, so they're kind of limited, but they still do astronomical numbers kind of like we do. So.
And then I understand that people order your briskets and whatnot nationwide.
Absolutely. We have Jackstack shipping. We actually ship to all over the intercontinental United States. We ship a lot of our ribs, a lot of our brisket, our sauces, our spices. So absolutely, basically comes to you cooked in one of our pits, our ovens, just like we do here at the restaurants. We actually cryovac that, freeze that down, pack it in dry ice, and ship it off to you. So it's absolutely a, you know, somebody in South Carolina can have some Kansas City barbecue tomorrow night if they really want to. So.
That's great.
My name is Nathan Tilton, general manager here at Fiorella's Jackstack Barbecue. For more information, you can visit us on our website, www.jackstackbbq.com. And when you go there, you can pretty much go to any of our locations. We do catering, we do shipping, and all of our restaurants are located there on the website. And you can actually order right off of that. That's what I've got.
Nathan, thank you so much.
Sure.
This is great.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Tom Wilmer reporting from Kansas City, Missouri.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.